time for a CBJ in 30 short shift. Here's Bob McGillin.
It's time to go back to work today in Boston. Game 5 of this Eastern Conference semifinal Stanley Cup playoff series between the Blue Jackets and the Boston Bruins. I'm Bob McElligott with the CBJ in 30 short shift. The Blue Jackets and Bruins are tied at 2 games apiece. This series now becomes a best of 3. And the first team to win 2 of the next 3 is going to move on to the Eastern Conference Final, where they will take on the Carolina Hurricanes. Can you believe that? Carolina closed out their series with the New York Islanders last night. They swept the series from the Islanders. So the Islanders swept the Penguins in the first round, and then they were swept in the second round. And that is history being made in Raleigh, North Carolina last night. So the Hurricanes are waiting for the winner of this series. Who's it going to be? The Blue Jackets want it to be them. And to be them, they need to be good tonight. They need to pick up a road win here in Boston. The winner of Game 5 is, it's not always the winner of the series, but somebody's going into the driver's seat tonight. That is for sure. And the Blue Jackets want to make sure it is them and not the Boston Bruins. Riley Nash did make this trip. He did not skate this morning. It appears as though he will not play in this game, which means the Blue Jackets appear, again, and I'm going to use the word appear because John Tortorella doesn't give his lineup anymore, and you never know what he's going to do, but it looks like, it appears as though, it's going to be the same line combinations as we saw 2 nights ago at Nationwide Arena, which would mean that the Wenberg, the Zingel, and Texier line will stay intact. All those players appear as though they're going to play in the game. I have to come up with another word for appear. I better get looking at a thesaurus right now and get some more synonyms for appear. It looks likely. How about that? That would work as well. Anyway, the only other change that I really noticed today is that Vladislav Gavrikov moved into the main dressing room. Now, he has been on with the second unit, the practice squad, if you will. He has been skating with them, but he was in the main room today. And I'm not saying that that means a darn thing for tonight's game. I'm not saying it does. I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just telling you that he wasn't in that room, and now he is in that room. So that I found to be a little bit interesting. So I don't know if they're going to make a change on the back end tonight whatsoever. I guess what I'm saying is it's possible. I think it's possible, but not likely. That's where I'm going with it. Possible, but not likely. But see, I say that because if it does happen, then I have my bases all covered anyway, right? That's all I'm doing here is I'm trying to cover everything. I'm just trying to give you the most up-to-date stuff I have. And again, it doesn't come easy in the postseason. It does not come easy. A lot of it is feel. A lot of it is just observation. A lot of it is talking to people and listening to what they have to say and reading between the lines a little bit. So we'll see what happens with the lineup tonight. But I will tell you, and I can tell you, and I did tell you, that Riley Nash didn't skate. It doesn't appear as though he's going to be able to play. So how will that affect the Blue Jackets? Did it have as big of an effect in Game 4 as you thought it did or as I thought it did? What does head coach John Tortorella think? Jody Shelley and I caught up with him earlier today, and we talked with him about just that.
Torch, you talked the other day about really not having much adversity in these playoffs to this point, but after the loss the other night, do you have a little bit of it right now?
No, it's a series. I don't know. We're going to get ready to play Game 5.
You were right in that game going into the third period. It winds up 4-1, but did you feel like it was a much closer game than that?
Yeah, I think it was a much closer game, but we're not going to win the hockey game by taking 7 penalties. I mean, our discipline and composure has to come into play here very quickly in our next game.
Execution in that game, was that just a little off?
You know, the chances, we had 24 scoring chances. They had 25 scoring chances. I think there were a few plays, I came off the top of my head, Dutchie makes a play to nick it in the slot, it's in his skates, just misses. So there was a couple of those plays, but the game itself for both teams was a lot more wide open than we've had through the series, and teams getting over 20 chances. I thought we had some really good minutes. We can't sit in the second period. We were revving it up, and then we have to kill back-to-back penalties, and it just kills us. So we have to get that straightened out.
A veteran like Riley Nash, did you miss him that much?
We miss Nash. I'm certainly not going to say we didn't miss him, but does it have a resounding effect in the game? No. I say that very carefully because we still, Nash has been playing very well. I put Andy on that line, and I like what that line did. So everybody can dissect it 10 different ways. We had seven great scoring chances when it was 2-1, didn't score. I think you have to give Rask a little credit. He played a really good hockey game, starting with that stop on Jen's penalty shot. Who knows where the game goes if Jen scores that goal? So that's the way these games. I think I think this series could be 3-1 them, 3-1. It's been such a close series. Just a couple plays within the game could have changed the game.
It has changed it.
Yes, and but the Riley Nash thing, it creates a ripple effect in your lineup. So you've leaned so heavily on that Dubinsky, Nash, and Jenner line, just not to have that. Does that put you behind the eight ball right away?
No. I like what the line did. No, I have no problem with what the lines look like and what we generated. We hurt ourselves in creating that momentum in that and keeping that surge by just taking too many penalties, especially in the second period, which was our best period. Our third period, they checked. They're protecting it. I don't think we developed enough there. But I felt we were in a really good spot going into that third period because I thought we looked fresh. I thought we were playing with speed. But give them some credit. They did a really good job checking in the third period.
Another thing is, on the penalty kill, you got great scoring chances. Boone himself had four or five opportunities to score shorthanded.
I think we had a total of six scoring chances on our penalty killing. We did, with the penalty killing, I thought we did some really good things, but then I thought we had some major breakdowns in giving up some seams to them to let them open up some offense. But that's something we're going to look to correct.
Game five in a series, how is this? I mean, the approach sounds like it's just the same thing for you. You're just focused on your guys, and you like what they're doing.
Yeah, that's all. We pledge to ourselves as you go, you start the playoffs, there's going to be a lot of momentum swings within games, in between days. I think in between days are really, they drive me crazy. Because then everybody, if you win the game, everybody's saying you're doing all this stuff great, which you may not be doing. And if you lose the game, you did all this stuff wrong, which you may not be doing. That's why I told our team we're just going to conduct our business as usual, and that's what we're doing here for game five.
Did that make it easier yesterday? Because it was no practice. It was just a travel day, so
yeah,
it was kind of like a relaxed.
We don't have to talk to anybody. Yeah, we don't have to talk to anybody and listen to everybody's comments about what we need to do right and wrong.
Hey, we didn't tell you a darn thing what you have to do.
You're thinking, though, aren't you? You're thinking about it.
I get paid to think. I'm sorry.
You do?
Torch, thanks. Good luck.
My pleasure.
Well, you could hear what kind of a mood John Tortorella was in. It was pretty good this morning, right? He came in. He showed video to his team. They had their team meeting. And then the players went out and skated. He talked with us while the players were skating. But he's in a good mood. And to me, that is a good sign. I think it's a really good sign. He talked about staying out of the penalty box. If they don't do that, they're not going to win this series. What happened in the last game was very uncharacteristic of this team, where they had been so disciplined and stayed out of the box so much against both Tampa and Boston up until game four. They cannot get running around. They cannot put themselves in a bad spot shorthanded on the road here at TD Garden tonight. Just can't happen. So that'll be a big focus for the Blue Jackets to stay more disciplined tonight. And even though you create scoring chances, you got to bury some more of those chances against Tuukka Rask, who has been good so far throughout this series. Well, one of the guys that has not scored as much as he would like to, I'm sure, is Cam Atkinson. He does have two goals in this postseason. He would like to get some more starting tonight here in the town where he played his college hockey, and now is hoping to really ruin the spirits of the fans of the Boston Bruins. And speaking of guys that are in good moods, that's what Cam Atkinson was like when I caught up with him earlier today.
Cam, losing the other night at home, not an elimination game by any means. Here you are in a game five. What's the vibe? What's the attitude? How good have you guys been at doing exactly what you have said, and that is just approaching every game as its own little event?
I think we've taken tremendous strides forward in that sort of aspect, and it's a series for a reason. You know, it's sometimes the bounces don't go your way, and sometimes they do. But we turn the page right away. It's 0-0 sort of thing, and we felt good today on the ice, and guys were talking and having fun and playing loose, and we know what it takes to beat these guys, so we'll be ready to go tonight.
You know, during a series, you get to know the other team very well, but let's go beyond the four games that you played against them in this series. You played them three other times in the last couple of weeks of the regular season. You've seen this team more than anybody in the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's just how the cookie kind of crumbles there. So there should be no surprises. We know their tendencies, as I'm sure they know ours, and it's going to be a battle going forward.
Tuukka Rask played very well in that last game. As you're looking at him, you're trying to break him down as a shooter and a scorer. You see anything you guys can do a little bit better? I know you had 24 scoring chances, but what can you do better?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing that I'm sure they're saying, where we need to get in the goalie's eyes and make it hard for him to see, because if he sees the puck, he's going to stop it. So it's causing more havoc, getting more guys to the dirty areas to score a greasy goal or a good rebound to pop your way.
You guys had to face a little bit of adversity for the first time in the series, and Riley Nash couldn't play the other day. Kind of changes the lines. You've bounced around here. Everybody's bounced around in this series, but looks like no matter where you land, everybody's comfortable.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, where depth has come in tremendously. It's the best I've seen since I've been here, and it's just a next man up mentality. So regardless who comes in or who plays, they know their role and their job, and they're going to get it done.
It's very easy now to look at it at this point of the playoffs and say all that regular season stuff, and we're asking you guys about who you're playing with or why somebody's playing, why nobody's playing, or whatever the case is. Did all that experience comes into play right now?
Yeah, it's just one of those things where, you know, it doesn't matter who scores or who makes a big play. We're happy for one another, and that's what it takes to win these games. It's everyone believing in each other, and like I said, the next man up mentality, where no matter who you're playing with, you have one job.
Three of the four games, they've scored the first goal. How big would it be for you guys to get the first one tonight?
Yeah, it's always crucial to get on the right foot and to start with the lead and feel good about yourself. So hopefully we get that tonight.
You're very familiar with this town. How tough is it to play in this building?
Yeah, it's tough. It was tough in college. It's tough here now. But, you know, you got to embrace it and enjoy it. It's a good building, fun building to play in.
Cam, I got two words for you. Thank you.
I got two words for you. You're welcome.
I like the vibe. I like the vibe in the room this morning. And Cam, the two words thing, Cam Atkinson has been here how many years and has never said anything to me about my game-ending call when the Blue Jackets win. Never. And then earlier in the playoffs, I guess he heard it or saw it, as part of a highlight on TV. I don't know. But anyway, he heard it. I went up to him earlier in the playoffs, and before I said anything to him, he goes, "I got two words for you. Game over." And it shocked me. You know, they don't say much of that stuff back to me, the players, very often. But and we had a laugh about it and all that. And because I told him, I said, I've done that call for 20 years, and nobody ever knows until you get bigger exposure in the playoffs, and that's when people start to talk about it, and that includes Cam Atkinson. But so when I went up today and I asked him to do that interview, we were joking around because I said, you have a couple of minutes, I can do a radio interview with you. And he goes, sure. And then he went, okay, here we are, you know, with the fake radio voice. And then I started about the two word thing, and we were laughing about it at the beginning. So I thought I'd catch him with it at the end. And he couldn't have responded any better. It was great. And again, that's the kind of mood that there was this morning. They're not taking anything for granted. They don't think that they're so good that they're going to come in here and roll over the Boston Bruins. They also aren't worried. They aren't sitting there feeling like they're going to be overwhelmed, that they're not going to know how to handle it. And I think that's a good sign. Again, do they win the game or lose the game? I don't know. But I can tell you the approach as a team to a man is the right approach. So hopefully that is going to pay dividends for them tonight, and they can bring a series lead back to Nationwide Arena. That's what it's all about. It's about finding a way to get back home and have a chance to close this thing out on Monday night, 7 o'clock game Monday night. Tonight's game starts at 7:15. And we're going to go on the air, Jody Shelley and I and Ryan Mitchell and Jean-Luc Grandpierre, our full pregame extravaganza. How about that for a word, huh? I didn't even need to look at a thesaurus for that. I can't even say thesaurus anymore, obviously. But pregame extravaganza starts at 6:15 tonight on the Blue Jackets Radio Network, and that includes the flagship station in Columbus, 97.1 The Fan. We also have stations throughout the state of Ohio and in parts of West Virginia. If you can't get it on the radio, get it on your phone. Use the Blue Jackets app, the NHL app, the TuneIn app. Any of those ways will work. And you can get it on your laptop or computer at bluejackets.com. If you're listening to SiriusXM Satellite Radio tonight, we will be on the NHL radio channel. The main channel, which is Channel 91, is where you can find tonight's game. So it's the Blue Jackets and the Bruins. Somebody is going to take the lead in this series. Somebody is going to be one win away from advancing to the Eastern Conference Final by the end of the night. And we will find out which team it is going to be when these two square off. And I want to say one more thing to you. because the Blue Jackets are doing something that they haven't done ever. And it happened two nights ago. They had never played a game in the month of May. Now they have. But today is May the 4th. And therefore, all I have to say to you is May the 4th be with you. Always. Until tonight, I'm Bob McElligott. Enjoy the watch party. If you're headed out to Nationwide Arena, listen to us on the way in. This is a CBJ and 30 Short Shift.